The beginning of the age of Aquarius vouches for the beginning of life. The whole solar system has come under the control of the new epoch. According to cosmic law, Earth is a part of cosmic events that result in the elimination of all hitherto existing regulations that are not of creational natural character. These prior regulations become newly constructed and evolved. The basis for these epoch changes is in the reach of radiations from the Milky Way galaxy at EMS Central Sun, around which the Earth revolves every 25,860 years and passes 12 different signs of the zodiac. The Earth has already touched the outer border of the AO Golden Radiation from the Central Sun, which is the strongest of the universe. As a result of these radiations, the Age of Aquarius is also called the AO Golden Epoch of the Revolutionary, the New, and the Marvel Age. However, there is also much mischief connected to it, especially regarding religions, the use of new discoveries, and new achievements. For the first time in centuries, earthly humans will overcome their unreasonable actions and arrange everything according to creational, natural laws. The Age of Aquarius is an important and exciting time. It also influences all later epochs of the zodiac. During the AO Golden Age, humanity will find a natural spiritual direction that will not happen without confusions. Numerous people will die in illusion of their religious beliefs and find a bad ending. Those who flee from the heresies of religions and dedicate themselves to the truth, knowledge, and wisdom of the spirit, will be the most fortunate. An immense novelty will occur on Earth when intellectuals will no longer be decisive and will be surpassed by spiritual knowledge and abilities. Anyone that has not developed spiritually enough to be susceptible for the higher spheres will be eradicated because their influences will be disturbing and dangerous to all forms of life. All of those who are obstructing and enslaving of the spirit will be destroyed when the maximal point is reached. Those first to perish will be the religiously minded, because they are the most evil suppressors of spiritual development. The new epoch will enable the Earth to become cleansed of all only, negative and only, positive forces, from where a balanced state can be created. These changes are according to cosmic and creational, natural laws. The ones who prepare the way for these revolutions will be people who announce the truth of spiritual knowledge and wisdom as prophets and teachers. But, they will suffer from invectiveness and abuses, be accused of lies, deceit, and quackery, for they announce the truth and reveal how religions only lead to damage and never to spiritual development. These way preparers will be revolted against, called heretics, and exiled because they will fight against religions that lead people astray. Many among them will be born in the twin sign of Pisces. As earthly Pisces, born humans, they are also cosmic Pisces, born with traits of chargers, revolutionaries, prophets, teachers, and often masters of the new time. But, the essential great ones among these are those who are born in the first year of the second cosmic transmission towards the Age of Aquarius, as well as on the first day of the change, over, the 3rd of February 1937. The time of birth, in relation to the time of transition of 1120, is also very decisive. There are only a few of these people, who are diffused around the world. If they are not influenced by religions early in their childhoods, they will be the actual way, preparer and geniuses of the new time. It is the desire of the plagiarians that the teachings and revelations provided by these people should be spread by all means possible, because they are of interest and of great importance for humanity. Age of Aquarius moving humanity. Since the year 1937, the strong influences of the new cosmic age have led the materialistic side of the whole world toward more gentle and harmonious courses, so that the differences between spiritual plenty and materialism are no longer as great as generally thought. Many forms of spiritual direction have led to recognitions of enormous meaning and value. These recognitions appear in the development of technologies. In spite of mankind TMS barbarism, they have proceeded in both directions since 1937 and have advanced rapidly towards real evolution. This course of development has already been seen in the first days of entering the Age of Aquarius on February 3, 1844. This was also noticed since 1937 when the second half of the transgression of time began to offer its powerful force. The temporal aim of mankind in respect to their evolution will be reached after about 800 years. An attempt to reduce this to a shorter span of time has failed. Much of the guilt for this failure rests with those chosen to spread the knowledge about the truth. Earth History. Ask at a TMS clarification of true history. During Mayara TMS meeting with Ask It on February 11, 1956, she explained that the horse was not brought to America from Europe. Just the opposite was true. All horses on Earth originally came from North America. Until about 50,000 years ago, this continent was settled and inhabited by space, traveling races and their descendants. But, as usual for this world, they came to blows and destroyed each other. They invented the atomic bomb and exploded it in a lightning war. Its effect was extremely large, which caused the whole continent to become depopulated and several kinds of animals, such as the horse, was completely eradicated. At that time, horses were called Hipparion. Today, many countries of this continent are called the same names as they were known 50,000 years ago. These names have been passed on until the present time, and those who witnessed the unreasonable and barbarous time still exist. The best known witnesses have become a curiosity to humanity because they do not know their original history. Yet, they know very well the connection to names such as Ao Death Valley. The Ao Valley of Fire in Las Vegas, Nevada, is another example of the timeless atomic delusion of human beings in the past. Chronology of Earth's History. Sam Jace informed Mayer that earthly chronology is not very exact and it is only halfway based upon facts. The dating of events is not precise, but they are the most accurate which has ever been determined on Earth. Mayara TMS calculations only vary from actual dates by about 200 years, while the calculation made by earthly scientists and researchers are wrong by several thousand years. The actual dates of historical events can be recalculated at any time from the details provided by Sam Jace. After a comet, known as the Destroyer, came through a faraway solar system, two-thirds of all human beings, the perished and the survivors, found a new beginning. Life was hard with great privation, but within 9 centuries, the survivors built up a new civilization and culture. They succeeded in preventing further cosmic catastrophes. After a troublesome research and labor, they created plans for their new culture and for a far-reaching technical science. Habitations were built for protecting against natural powers. The knowledge and abilities of generation after generation were collected there. Their knowledge and spirit improved rapidly, and they soon achieved a technology beyond description. They flew into the infinite widths of the cosmos in disk, like flight machines. Expeditions were sent to other solar systems and their planets. Their home planet became too small of this new race. New worlds and possibilities disclosed themselves to them. They found many habitable worlds, which they often conquered for settlement of their race after subjecting the worlds to their radiation weapons. They also improved their spirit so that nothing remained strange for them. Step by step, they raised themselves above other races as their governors. They called themselves Kings of Wisdom, or IHWH. On Earth, this was translated to mean God. They governed in an evil and dictatorial form. But after centuries of this, the people of Earth became tired of the God-like scientists, and they rose up against them. Because of the spiritual forces and large knowledge of the gods, the nations had to submit under their rule. However, their love for freedom drove them to secretly prepare for fighting. Like a smoldering fire, it glowed for 500 years and flamed up at the right moment as an untamable wildfire. This was about 230,000 years ago, when the fights for freedom began. Evil wars overtook many planets and many were destroyed. A scientist by the name of Asal used this chance to make himself independent and flee. Secretly, he was able to take possession of a large fleet of spaceships during a battle. with 183 great spacers and about 250 explorer ships along with 360,000 humans on board, they fled from their home system. Restlessly, they searched through the widths of space until they found a solar system that offered the possibility of life for them. After taking possession of a planet there, it took them 300 years to create a new race of beings. Then, they settled on two other planets of their system, from which they explored the universe once again. They entered the Sunatms solar system and sat down on three different planets. They started to build a new culture there, but the planets were still rather inhospitable and often hostile. So, they left again and rarely visited them. When the first intelligent life started to move on the Earth, they returned to live here once more. As usual, fights for the government of Earth started and they departed once more. From the new home planet, Earth was developed and controlled. From time to time, they tried to settle the planet. Creatures were deported to the Earth and left there without any help to find their own fate. They degenerated, became wild, and like bestial. Eventually, a certain culture was built up, which existed for some thousand years. But once more, the thirst for power broke out and all was destroyed. So, the Earth fell again to its old ways. After some millenniums passed and dissension arose once more on the home planet because the scientists lifted themselves up as gods and placed their nations into bondage. Some rational scientists and other humans allied together and took possession of different spaceships. About 70,000 humans fled and settled on the Earth. Their highest leader was named Pelagon. He was voluntarily acknowledged as an IHWH or god and he kept a tight command. He had nearly 200 sub-leaders who were responsible for specialized fields of science. They were considered as sub-gods and called guardians. War broke out on the home planets and much was destroyed there. But, they finally gained peace and freedom. This occurred around 50,000 years ago and continues today. However, Earth was not always so peaceful and many faults were committed. One of these mistakes was the creation of the original race of humans, whose descendants live today and seek to commit the same faults that their forefathers already committed. Sanskrit texts very exact and precise. Sanskrit scripts are very exact and precise in special concerns regarding earlier epochs of time. Biblical scripts are the most inaccurate. They have been falsified and mingled with tales of fantasy. The most recommended scripts are the original ancient scripts of Enoch and the calendar notifications of the old Mayan tribes. The last mentioned ones are of the greatest worth. Their dates start from when the little planet came close to the Earth and caused the catastrophe of 10,215 years ago. The Great Flood, 10,079 years ago. Earthly scientists and researchers are wrong about the dating of history by several thousand years. Many researchers on Earth have tried to calculate the biblical Great Flood, but without much success. According to Christian chronology, the Great Flood occurred exactly 10,079 years ago. It was caused by a worldwide catastrophe from cosmic origin when a gigantic comet caused the Earth-Atms revolution period and direction to change. Before this time, each day lasted more than 40 hours and the sun did not rise in the east as it does today. Such changes in the Earth-Atms revolutions have occurred twice before, but they did not cause such destructive catastrophes as occurred with the Great Flood. The last change of this type occurred 3,500 years ago. Two other great floods, in addition to the great biblical flood of 10,080 years ago, there were two other floods that occurred 7,957 and 6,906 years ago. The biblical deluge was caused by the close approach of a large comet called the Destroyer. Great inaccuracies in the chronology of ancient events occurred because they were distorted and falsified to have occurred much later by Bible researchers and historians. In comparison, the destruction of Atlantis occurred 11,498 years ago. 7.3.2 Ice Ages. Ice Ages. Glacial Periods. The Ice Age is termed on Earth as the Glacial Period. This is when a world falls completely or partially into a frozen state as a result of climate changes. This is a natural process where whole worlds, like the Earth, have great regions covered by falling temperatures and atmospheric shifts with masses of inland ice that forms into gigantic glaciers. These events are natural and necessary for the development of the planet. The occurrence of ice formations is subject to a certain rhythm, which can be defined by a simple mathematical equation with sevens. For example, this cycle lasts around 700,000 years on Earth. Between the cycles of glacial epochs, there are continuously rising inter-glacial periods. Because the Earth is a far, evolved planet, it no longer falls into complete glacial epochs, but only has large regions that are covered in ice while the remaining regions stay free of ice. When the ice disappears in one region, then there are preparations for another region to endure a glacial period. The Earth is now preparing itself for another glacial period. There have been four glacial epochs during the last 3 million years, but there have also been several inter-glacial ages between them. Glacial and interglacial periods. Glacial epochs, or great ice ages, periodically occur every 700,000 years. Between these ice ages, are different inter-glacial ages. Their cycle is about 350,000 years. The glacial epochs normally cover 1/6 to 1/4 of the earthly surface, while during the inter-glacial ages, only 1/10 to 1/12 of the surface is covered in ice. 12 glacial ages have covered the Earth during the last 2,800,000 years. The following glacial epoch, which the Earth is already preparing itself for, will be at its maximum effect after 550,000 years, which will be a great ice age. Earthly scientists have a false assumption that the inter-glacial ages are only wanderings of glacial epochs. This is wrong because the inter-glacial ages are cyclic ice ages that have nothing in common with glacial wanderings. The glacier shifts and wanderings cause the Earth to be regenerated with changes of the climate. The shifts and wanderings of the glaciers can be defined as small glacial ages that should be divided into greater and smaller ones. The last great shift of glaciers of this sort on Earth occurred around 600,000 years ago, and it will repeat again within 10,000 years. The harbingers for this are already making themselves known on Earth. The small glacier shifts, or forward wanderings, keep a cycle of about 35,000 years, and the last event like this happened around 25,000 years ago. Calculations from this cycle show that the next great glacial shift, as well as a small shift, will cause the locations of the ice masses on the Earth to be different. Prison planet. Earth was once a penal, exile planet. Fallible forms of life are banished to other worlds that serve exclusively for this purpose. Only beings of the same sex are exiled to such worlds. As a result, descendants cannot be created. Those banished exist on these worlds on their own and must care for themselves with their own manufactured workings. The ancient home worlds of the human races were the planets within the Lyra and Vega constellations. Our early ancestors mastered spaceflight more than 22 million years ago. The Earth was often visited in order to set out their punished elements who were evil in their home worlds. But, this lasted only a few millenniums when those exiled left the Earth by an unknown means. This allowed the Earth to be left in calm again for millions of years, while life of all kinds developed in natural order. However, the exiled human beings mixed with the already existing human-like creatures here. Several kinds of creatures were deported to Earth, as well as to other worlds. These prisoners were simply set on the planet and left to their own fate. They were deprived of all technology and soon degenerated, grew savage, and mixed with the savage, grown descendants of earlier elements and became bestial. But then, finally the time came when the Earth was again occupied when several hundred great spacers arrived with settlers, pyramids. Ask at a TMS explanation of the pyramid. The history of pyramids is a bit intricate because they date back to very early time. The Great Pyramid, as well as all other pyramids, was built when the constellation of Lyra stood in the constellation of Cancer. This was 73,300 years ago. This was before the time of the Hegira, until shortly before the great floods of about 10,400 years ago, the pyramids were left alone and nobody cared for them. 300 years before the great flood, they became important, but not for their original meaning, which cannot be disclosed. King Saluk lived around 300 years before the great flood. He had a son named Sorid, who had the ability to see into the future. In a dream, he saw a great planet crash down with a terrible noise on the earth and everything fell into darkness. Sorid realized that numerous human beings would die from the crashing planetoid. The few survivors would not know where to escape to from the avalanche of stones and stinking hot waters. Sorid told his father about this dream and, after consulting with all astrologers and scientists, Saluk ordered that all existing pyramids would be prepared as protective and survival stations with ample food and supplies. His descendants and all later governors also prepared the pyramids adequately. When the destroyer comet finally came, the people walked into the pyramids and closed themselves into them. The comet overturned the earth, inundated the land with water, and damaged everything. Very few people and animals survived without the protective buildings, and the survivors once again had to find a new beginning. The heavenly suns, the star travelers, who were the essential settlers of this world, originally created the pyramids. Chapter 8. Humanity. Origin. Spiritual reason of Earth humans. Humanity on Earth should understand that their forefathers have forced all of mankind to the point of ruin and had to evacuate part of the planet in wild flight. This should serve as a warning that the thirst for power and barbarism are harbingers of death. Neanderthals, monkeys, Yeti and Adam. The earliest earthly creatures were of different forms and character. They were savage creatures of human, like forms that had been expelled during earlier millenniums by Plejuran ancestors. The descendants of those who were expelled copulated with different sorts of animals and created new living creatures. One such creature that exists today is known as a monkey, which represents a human-animal mutation. So, monkeys are descended from humans and not the other way around. Researchers and scientists have already found the skeletons of intermediate mutations. They are known as Africanus, Peking, Human, and Neanderthals. Four different varieties of these beings exist today in isolated or very small groups. They are so wild and timid that humans will rarely ever see them. They have become known as Yeti. Since the early races on Earth were savage descendants of outcast humans, they devolved into wild animals that lived together in large groups. When ancient Plejurans settled on Earth, they broke a strict law and forced their will on these creatures. They took the beautiful female beings into their control and copulated with them. From this, rose the first forefathers of the present human beings. The first one was called Ao Adama in the old ancestor TMS language, which meant, Ao Earth human beings are. Since the Plejuran forefathers were composed of mixed races of different colors and sizes, they also generated beings that accorded to their characteristics. The smallest was only 50 centimeters tall, while the largest and most wicked ones were 12 meters tall. Their appearances were also different. Origins of first life. The origins of life were derived from amino acids that combined in an atmosphere that was conducive for growth. Earthly scientists know about this. History of mankind. About 50,000 years ago, the Pleiades system finally found peace and liberty. But, shortly before this time, 70,000 humans fled under the guidance of a scientist named Pelagon. With spaceships that they took possession of, they settled on Earth. Under Pelagona TMS guidance, there were 200 sub-leaders who were scientists of special fields of knowledge. Pelagon was acknowledged as a king of knowledge, known as IHWH or God. In the course of millenniums, they constructed large cities and inhabited all continents on Earth. This progressed for 10,000 years until seekers of power prevailed and began a deadly war over the Earth. Everything was destroyed and only a few thousand humans were able to survive, while others fled into the cosmos and settled on far, away worlds. For 7,000 years, everything remained wild and degenerated and no one else landed on Earth. Then, the descendants of those who had fled returned to Earth. They were also commanded by an IHWH and they built the two huge cities of Atlantis and Mu on different continents. For thousands of years, they lived in total friendship and peace until some scientists once again hungered for power and tried to seize control of the government. But, having become tired of continuous wars, the nations rose against them. So, they occupied spaceships and fled into space about 15,000 years ago. For two millenniums, they and their descendants lived in a neighboring solar system. They became very evil through mutations and reached a long lifespan of thousands of years. Their leader was a scientist named Ayus, Ayo the Barbarian. Ayus also had 200 scientists as sub-leaders, just as Belegan had. Possessed by a thirst for power, they returned to Earth, 13,000 years ago. They settled in the high north and the American region known as Florida. From there, they continuously attacked Atlantis and Mu and succeeded in destroying them completely within a few millenniums. Some great scientists were able to flee and return to their original home worlds in the Pleiades system. But, the few survivors left behind, lived a life of servitude. The sub-leaders of Ayus assumed many things for themselves and became more independent. Within 3 decades, while under the threat of punishment by Ayus, they created their own clean race of humans that were free of mutations. They did this by secretly catching earthly creatures that were far descendants of former humans from cosmic space. Beautiful female beings were tamed and copulated with by these leaders, who called themselves Heavenly Sons. They created completely new forms of life. Samjas was the highest leader of the sub-leaders. She called the first male human being, Adam, which means a earthly human being. A similar type of breeding created a female being that was ordered, in later years, to mate with Adam. Many other similar beings were also created and caused great riots. From these beings, the present humanity developed on the different continents. IHWH Ayus became very angry over what had been created and wanted to either kill or exile his sub-leaders who were responsible for this. But then he changed his mind when he realized the new power he could exercise over the newly created human beings. With newly nominated guardian angels and sub-leaders, he controlled 3 human races. These were the ancestors of those who settled in India, the Black Sea, and the gypsies who traveled south of the Mediterranean Ocean, known as the Hebrews. With his guardian angels, IHWH Ayus let these people worship and adore him as the creation and his sub-leaders as creational assistants. He established hard and severe laws that always demanded the blood of violators. His son, Jehaf, was not much better when he took over domination of the 3 enslaved races 3,400 years later. He was also called an IHWH and always demanded the blood and death of all those who violated his laws. The later descendants of gods were more humane and developed themselves according to spiritual evolution. When this happened, they decided to leave the development of earthly humans to its natural run and retire to their original home worlds. So, they left the Earth 1,943 years later and returned as peaceful creatures to the Pleiades system where development had become highly evolved. Today, they live together as a united and allied population in peace and liberty. This is important information for the people of Earth to know. Human origins from Lyra. 3,300 years ago, members of an entirely different universe, known as the Dull Universe, entered our universe and discovered Earth in our solar system. In their research, they also discovered the original home world and history of the human race because humanity did not originate on Earth. We are the descendants of a race from the Ringed Nebula. The actual descendants of our earthly forefathers no longer populate the region of the Ringed Nebula, but live on planets in the systems referred to as the AO7 Sistersu or the Pleiades. Humans are a creation of creation. The human form is a creation of the creation. It does not descend from any animals, such as the monkey. The evolution of the physical human form is very long. It was first created in primitive form, but with the destiny of becoming an advanced human.